Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph says Amalei Humer Rabbanim LeRava. The one of the Rabbanim asked Rava, Trima Mahu, what is the halacha regarding a food that's crushed? Lahava Datad Rava Maikama. So Rava wasn't exactly sure what is the question. Yosravina Kamei the Rava. Servina said, and he said, Amalei, the Shumshimi Kamrit, are you asking about poppy seeds, sesame seeds that were crushed to take out the oil? Or the Kurtum Kamrit, are you speaking about a different seed, or the Portsni Kamrit, grapes that are crushed, which are all well known what the halach is? Ad the Hach Vahacha, ask it, Rav Ladate. With all of this back and forth, Rava was able to understand. Amalei, chashilta vada kamrit. Your question is regarding something that's crushed. For adkarten milsa, and you reminded me, hadamar of asi, hai tamish of truma, the dates from truma, mutalasis man truma. They may be crushed to make into truma. However, vasat las man shecher. One may not make beer from them. So says the Gemara, Hilchasa, the Aloch is, Tamri Vavidnu Trima, if dates were crushed into Trima, Mevarchinale, we make a bracha, Bari Priyates. Even though they were crushed, we still make the bracha of Bari Priyates, Mai Tama, but Mal Sakaimi, they remain as they were originally, Mal Sakaimi Demikari. Even though they were crushed, they remain what they were originally. And we have here a very fundamental machloikis, Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand Pshat in this Gemara. Rashi says that the definition of trima is, Rashi says, trima mahu, mamavarchim le. The Gemara's question is, what bracha should be made on trima? And Rashi says, what is shame trima? What is the definition of trima? Kol dover hakotush ktsas, something that's somewhat crushed. However, Rashi says it's only somewhat crushed. Ve'ena merusik, but it's not completely ground to piece. Ground. So Rashi is defining, and so says the Truma Sadeshin explicitly, that the definition of Truma according to Rashi is something that's crushed but not completely ground. So says the Truma Sadeshin, that according to Rashi, even though the Gemara says that something that's crushed, the bracha is Bari Priyates, that's only if it's not completely ground. But if it's completely ground, Rashi's opinion will be that the bracha is Shahako, not Bari Priyates, or if a vegetable, it'll be Shahako, not Bari Pri Hadoma. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that even if it's completely crushed, the halacha that our Gemara says that the bracha is Bairei Priyates remains. So the way most Mefarshim say is that we have here Machloikis Rashi and Rambam. If there's a fruit or a vegetable that was crushed, how much must it be crushed? How much must it be ground that you ought to be able to still make the original bracha? Rashi's opinion will be that if it's crushed, not entirely, only then do you make the original bracha. The Rambam's opinion is that if it's completely crushed, it still make the original bracha. Actually, the Taz and the Magen Avraham and other Achroinim try to limit and qualify the machloikas between Rashi and the Rambam and say that there are actually three categories. One category is when something is completely ground up. The next category is that it's ground up, but you could tell that it comes from the original fruit or vegetable that it came from. And there, the third category is where it's only somewhat ground up. So something that's only somewhat ground up, There is no machlokes. Everybody will agree you make the original bracha. The question is, what will Rashi hold when you have something that's completely ground up, but you could tell from where it came from? To use an example, if you have applesauce that's completely ground up, but you know it's originally an apple, or you have a potato kugel that's completely ground up, but you know it came from potatoes, what would be the halacha? Some achronim say the Rashi will agree that the halacha is that you make the original bracha. And some achronim say, no, the Rashi says if it's completely ground up, you make the, even if you could tell from where it came, you make a shahakal. Similarly, when something is completely ground up and we don't know where it came from, Rashi seemingly will certainly hold that you don't make a bari pri etz, a bari pri adama. The machlokes achronim is what the Rambam will hold. Most achronim say that the Rambam says, at that case, you still make a bari pri etz, a bari pri adama. Some say that the Rambam disagrees. The Taz has a very interesting approach in understanding Rashi. The Taz says that even though we clearly quoted that it is the opinion of Rashi that you make, that the definition of trima is something that's ground up and not completely ground up, says the Taz, yes, that's clearly the definition of trima. But it's not to say, says the Taz, that Rashi means, and if it's completely ground up, the halacha is different. It happens to be that the Gemara is discussing trima, and that is the halacha of trima. But even if it wasn't completely ground up, even if it was completely ground up, would Rashi agree that we make the original bracha? And the Taz brings a raya, because the Taz says that the Gemara says that from the dates of truma, we're allowed to make trima, but we're not allowed to make beer. Ask the Taz if Rashi is indeed correct. And Rashi's opinion is that something completely ground up is usur. So why did the Gemara say you're not allowed to make from the dates of truma? Beer, the Gemara could have said a bigger chiddush, that I'm not allowed to make from the dates of beer trima, because trima is like beer. It's not considered any connection to what it was originally. The Achronim say two terutzim why this question is not necessarily compelling. One is it could be the halacha of truma and the halacha of bracha don't travel together. That as far as Hilchas truma is concerned, only if you make it into beer is it considered that you ruined the truma, and that the halacha is that if you're not allowed to ruin truma. However, as far as Hilchas brachas is concerned, as soon as it's ground up, even though it's not ruined, you don't make a bari pri etz or bari pri adama. Another teretz that the Achroidim suggest is that since wine, as we've learned in our perek, is considered upgrading grapes, turning them from grapes into wine, and that's why we learned that on grapes, when we make them into wine, we make a bari pri agafen. So we would think that even though you're not allowed to ruin truma dates, but making them into beer is actually considered an upgrade, and maybe it's mutter. That's why the Gemara had to tell us a chiddush that beer may not be made from the dates of truma, but certainly totally ground up would be the same halacha. The Taz brings another raya. The Taz says that we learned in our sugyas that the halacha is that if you take a fruit or you take a vegetable and you cook it, the bracha is on that cooked fruit, on that cooked vegetable, bari pri etz. So he says, certainly a cooked fruit or vegetable should be no different than a completely ground up fruit or vegetable. And if the Gemara says that by a completely ground cooked fruit or vegetable, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes says you make a bari pri etz, a bari pri adama, so should certainly be the halacha when you ground up a fruit or a vegetable. However, the Tilal David says that that too is not necessarily a raya. Because the Tilal David says that when you grind up a fruit or a vegetable, you don't have what at the end what you began with. You started with a whole fruit, a a whole vegetable, and now you ground it up. Whereas when you cook a fruit or a vegetable, you maybe use it, you maybe get a lot out of it, but you still remain with the original fruit or vegetable. The stipler in Simen Chaf Aleph asks that if the halacha is, as we're learning Pshat and Rashi, that a completely ground off fruit, the bracha is shahako, so why did the Gemara have to speak about the dufsha, the tamri, that the Gemara says is considered zayim mi'alma, the fruit juice is zayim mi'alma? Why is it any different than a ground off fruit? And if in a ground off fruit the halacha is that you make a shahako, then the same should be on the zayim that comes out. So he uses the same teretz as the Tehillah David. You can't compare a situation where you grind up a fruit to where you squeeze out the juice, where even though it may not be great, but you still have the original fruit or vegetable. Whereas when you grind it up, you have nothing left from what you began with. The stipler also says that the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara speaks about gargildi de lifta, very small pieces of carrot, that the Gemara says that even though if they were cut very small pieces, you still make a bore pri hadoma. Because the Gemara says, because cutting them into the small pieces makes them tastier. Now, if, as the stipler, the halacha is that when you grind something up, the Rambam is correct, and even when you completely grind it, you still make the original bracha. So certainly if you cut it into small pieces, the halacha should be that you make the original bracha. So he answers that that is actually a raya to Rashi. And that the Gemara is saying that cut to small pieces is not the same as ground up. And ground up, Rashi is indeed correct. The halacha is that it's shahakal. Small pieces teaches us the Gemara Chiddush that it is still a bari pri adama when you cut up the carrot into small pieces. So if we look into the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Beis, Sif Zayin, when he discusses this issue, he says as follows, Tamarim Shemiachem Biyad, if you have dates that you crushed, for Asmahem Isa, and you made from the a dough, for Haitzmahem Garineyem, and you remove from them the seeds, Afil Achalai Nishtanis Brachasam, the bracha doesn't change, even though if they were completely made into a dough, Umavarachalayim Bari Priates, the bracha that you make on them is a Bari Priates, Lubsoit Brachmein Shalosh, and if it's a food for which an Alamichya is said, you continue saying Alamichya. Says the Ramah, this is clearly Pashup Shat as the way the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, learns Pshat in the Rambam. Continues the Ramah, Hagah, Lufiza Huadin, Bilat Tevrin, Hanikra Padala, which the Mefarshim explain is a plum jam. Mevarchim Lain Bar Priates, the block is Bar Priates. V'yesh Aymrim, however, and he continues the Ramah, however, Yesh Arm Levarach Leim Shakel. The Ramah quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, where the Trumas Hadeshen says that you can make a Shahakel, the Toiv Lachush L'chatchila, and therefore the Ramah continues, L'chatchila, we should be concerned for the opinion of the Trumas Hadeshen, who says he's following the opinion of Rashi, that if something is completely ground up, you don't make the original bracha, Levarach Shahakel, that you should indeed make under those circumstances when it's completely ground up a shahakel, aval and birich bar priates yotza. If you made a bar priates, you yotza kikain nirika. The Ramah himself agrees, interestingly, that the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is actually correct, but because we have Rashi, because we have the Trumas Hadeshen, one should be concerned, and if it's completely ground up, then make a shahakel. But as the Ramah himself says, what is the model, what is the example of something which is a shahakal is made, where the Trumas Hadeshim will say that a shahakal should be made. So he says the definition is something which is called pavdila, which as we said is a jam. And therefore, what the Achronim in their Tshuva Sforim attempt to do is to find what are the characteristics of this pavdila, and by finding the characteristics of the pavdila, we'll know where there's a case to make a shahakal. Because as the Ramah himself says, and the Mishnah Berurah says it even more explicitly, truly the halacha should follow the Shulchan Aruch. That even if it's completely ground, we should make a Bari Pri Eitz or Bari Pri Adam. Only because we have this concern do we make a shahakal, but it has to be similar to the pavdila. And the Mefarshim point out what is the characteristics of the pavdila. Some Achronim say that the pavdila is quite liquidy, but if something is more of a solid, even though it's completely ground up, the halacha is that you would make the original bracha. Other Achronim suggest that the pavdila has other ingredients in it. Sugar and different ingredients are included in the pavdila, whereas something that's pure ground up, if you make pure applesauce, for example, with no other ingredients, could be that that's not pavdila. And even the Trumas Hadeshin and Rashi would agree that we make the Bari Pri Eitz, the Bari Pri Adama. Other Achroinim suggest that the pavdila was made by machine. And because it was made by machine, it's very finely ground. But if it's not very finely ground, then the halacha is that you would make the original bracha. And another distinction that the Achroinim point out is that the pavdila is made from a fruit. It's made for plums that are not made, that plums are not specifically planted to make jam out of them. But if we start with a fruit or a vegetable, and we'll speak of Mitzvah Shem later, for example, let's say you have tomato sauce that are made from tomatoes that are specifically planted to be used for tomato sauce, to be ground, there perhaps, even if they're completely ground, the halacha is that you would make the original bracha. The Achronim go on to say, based on the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and the Magen Avraham himself points out, that there are so many different categories that are mentioned in determining if we should make the original bracha or we should make a shahakal. There are concepts of called nemucha, crushed, nemucha lagamri, completely crushed, nesmachu lagamri, nishtanu toyaram. So many different concepts are used by the Paiskim in determining what the halacha here is, that we need to try to determine what is the concept. So some explain that this pavdila is something that was cooked. But if you take a fruit or a vegetable that is raw and you grind it up, but there was no cooking involved, that clearly is not a jam, because a jam is cooked. And there certainly you'll make the original bracha. Another very important point they make, as we said, is there's a difference if there are other ingredients or not. Again, if it's made by machine or by hand. And the most important point that all the Paiskim point out is if you could still tell that this is the original fruit or not. And it's interesting to point out that the Achroinim, the Kaf Achayim, and other Achroinim, and the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in his Tshuvas, in Simen Tzadik Aleph, Sif Gimel, give an advice, a piece of advice, how to deal when you have a fruit or a vegetable that's ground up, and you don't know what bracha to make. They say, take, if it's applesauce, very finely ground applesauce. And you don't know, should you make a ha'etz or should you make a shakal? So he said, they say, take a piece of apple and make a bari pri ha'etz on your apple, and then you'll certainly not have a problem with your applesauce, no matter what your applesauce looks like. Even if it was cooked, and even if it has other ingredients, and even if it's finely ground. And the Achronim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and other Achronim, find this advice very difficult to understand. Because they say, if the bracha on this food that's so finely ground is a shahakel, how by taking a piece of apple does the halacha change? If I have a fruit that's a shahakel and I have a fruit that's a eitz, so just because I eat that fruit that I make a bari pri eitz, does that have to do anything with the food that is a shahakel? I still have to make a ha'etz on the fruit that's a shahakel eitz, and I still have to make a shahakel on the food that's a shahakel. So I saw two approaches in the Achronim why this piece of advice would work here. Some say that, of course, when the Achronim suggests take an apple, doesn't mean take any apple. Take the apple that you were intending, that the applesauce was made out of. So by eating a piece of that apple together with the applesauce, then you're showing that this is really an extension of the apple. Of course, that is a very difficult approach to follow, because if you buy applesauce, or even if you make applesauce, the chances of you having your original apple with you are, of course, obviously very unlikely. But other Achronim say, of course, you don't have to take the original apple you began with. What the Gemara here means to say, what they mean to say with this piece of advice, they suggest, is that by taking, and the Ramah himself that we just read agrees that if you make a Pari Priya Eitz, even on something that's very finely ground, on the Pavdila, that the Trumas Hadeshin holds, you make a Shahakel, but the Evid, if you made a Eitz, the Ramah holds, it's good enough. It's fine. So certainly we don't want to rely on that L'chatchila, but we have the ability to rely on that to the degree that we should be able to say that given that it's a shayla, and given that mi'ikar hadin, we may make a bari pri ha'etz on anything that's finely ground. So if I have here a piece of apple, where clearly the halacha is that on a piece of apple we make a bari pri ha'etz, given all the other factors that we discussed, if we combine it with this factor, the halacha will be that everybody would agree we make a bari pri ha'etz. However, the Paiskim do indicate that even though we said that if you have something which is very ground up, if you have a piece of the apple, again, our applesauce, if you have a piece of apple or you have a piece of potato in the potato kugel, it's pieces of potato, even though it's mostly ground up, the halacha is that you make a bari pri ha'etz or bari pri adama, only a piece of an apple itself can help you. The apple pit, if you have pits of the apple, then the halacha is that wouldn't be enough, that you should be able to make a bari pri ha'etz. Another interesting question that comes up is by instant potatoes. By instant potatoes, what happens is they dehydrate the potato to the degree that you can't tell it's a potato. It's a powder. And this is done by many foods, that they first turn the potato into a powder, and then after they reconstitute that powder, that's the way many mashed potatoes are served, and that's the way Pringles potato chips or potato crisps are made. And the question is, when you have now the mashed potatoes, or you have now the Pringles, you could tell that they were originally a potato. And as we have said, if you could tell that it was originally a potato, or the halacha would be that you would make a bari pri adama. But here we had a step in between that it wasn't noticeable. You couldn't tell that it was a potato. What would be the halacha under those circumstances? The question really boils down to, do we look at the min? Do we look at potatoes? Or do we look at this particular food? And here, it is indeed a machloikas apaiskim. Some paiskim say that you should still make a, that even if it's reconstituted, the halacha is that you make a bairi pri adama. I saw that that was the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Scheinberg, Zechronim Levracha, and Rav Yoshev, Zechronim Levracha, that the halacha is that you make a bairi pri adama. Because even though while it was dehydrated, it was not noticeable as a potato, right now, when we're eating it, it looks like a potato, it's mashed potatoes, or it's potato chips, and the halacha is that if you could tell that it came from that original vegetable, you would make a bairi pri adama. In Mitzvah Hashem, in our next shiur, we will discuss more examples and what the halacha is in those situations for a mashed or ground up fruit or vegetable. Is the bracha bairi pri adama or a shahakal?